has fulfilled our deepest desire for life by sharing with us the resurrection and the power of Christ. We also see on this Easter day that Christ, by his resurrection, fulfills in us our deep desire that our life would have meaning and purpose. Life can seem very chaotic, and there are some who really truly believe that our existence is just a matter of fact out of chaos, that there is no order behind it, that this is some kind of cosmic fluke that we all came together. But deep down in the human heart, there is a desire for order and meaning and purpose. We desire that deep down. And so it is, we're always trying to make sense out of things. We're trying to bring order to things. We're trying to figure it out. And Christ, by his great victory, has brought to us a fulfillment of that desire. He is the Logos, the Word of God. And when we receive him, we receive the one who is the light of the world. That we not stumble in darkness, but share in his own glorious light. He is the one who pours wisdom into us, that we will know what is what, and that we will know right from wrong, that we will have a guide in this life to bring us along the path of our pilgrimage into the joys of heaven. One who accepts Christ, the light of the world, knows where they're from. They know why they're here. They know where they're going. It is a great gift that God has given to us, that our lives would make sense, that we would have some order to our lives. Now, obviously, we may be in a time of great turmoil, a time where things are not making much sense, where we are thrown upside down. But Christ has come to recapitulate our human race, to put the head back up on top, and to do that also with our lives. And if you see what Christ has done, what God has accomplished through the sacrifice of Christ, you can see that mighty power at work. God has taken the worst thing that man can do to him in the cross of Christ, and he has made it the best thing that he can do for us. For it is by the sacrifice of Christ on the cross that we are saved. That blood sacrifice washes away sin, and now we are restored. By the first Adam came death, but by the second came life. And in him we too are now brought into that place where God can reveal to us that all of our life, no matter how things have turned, no matter how difficult they may be, we will see that God writes straight with crooked lines, and ultimately he will bring us into that place where we can behold that all is of grace. So we rejoice today that God has given to us the gift of that deep sense of our desire for order and meaning in our lives. He has accomplished it. He shares it with us as our Lord. And we see today and rejoice in this Easter celebration that Christ is the Lord of love who has conquered on the tree. God is love, and God's love is manifest to us through the life of Jesus Christ. We hear a beautiful quote on Good Friday that the crucifix itself, the crucifixion of Christ, is a window into God's heart, the God who loves us more than he loves himself, because he is willing to die for us. And so love is poured out to us through Jesus Christ, and therein is the fulfillment of our deep desire, that we would be able to love and that we would receive love. It is for that which we are created. We're made in the image of God. God is love. You are made in the image of love. And so our deep desire, our fundamental human need, is that we would be able to love and to receive love. Now, in this life, oftentimes we're thwarted from being able to love because of a state of guilt. We've been crippled by our sins, by all the ways that we've missed the mark, by the hounding of our conscience. We find in this life that it's not so easy to love God and love others. We may be in a time of great turmoil and great conflict with others. We may be at odds with them. We may find no peace, no, not all is right with our soul and God, and not all is right between us and our neighbor. And yet we have a deep longing and hope that all things will come to the fullness of the peace that God has won for us through Christ on the cross. For by that cross, Jesus has won the atonement. He has brought together God and man by the power of love on that cross. And so the atonement has been accomplished. Now by that sacrificial death which has satisfied the wrath of a righteous God, now Christ is the way to the Father, and grace flows from the Father in heaven to us through Christ. And so through repentance and receiving the forgiveness that God freely gives us through the blood sacrifice of Christ, we can be now at peace with the Father. And we can find rest for our souls. That is what God has accomplished for us, what Jesus won for us on the cross. Now at peace with God, we can be at peace with others and be peacemakers in this world. And even if we don't see the fullness of it yet, surely we see inklings, we see glimmers, we see things that point to the fullness that will come when we enter with joy into the gladness that Christ has prepared for us in heaven. For Christ has come among us and is now at work in the redemption, where he is binding together all the broken bits of our fallen humanity and bringing them together into one body, the body of the church. And we have been engrafted in and await the glorious consummation of all history, when we will enter into the liberty of the communion of saints and experience that time, that timelessness, that eternity, where there is no dissension or discord, where there is no rupture or strife, where there is no sin or spoiler. So hallelujah, Christ has done it. We are now the recipients of it. It is ours now. We are waiting for the fullness, where Christ will bring us into that place where all of our deepest desires are completely fulfilled. And so on this glorious Easter day, let us receive with gladness that sacrament which Christ has provided for us, and receive this bread of heaven as a pledge of life eternal, and look forward with joy to that glorious destiny that Christ has won for us, where our deepest desires are fulfilled. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.